This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Steph Stewart grew up in the foothills of western North Carolina, surrounded by Appalachian folk music. But as a kid, her favorite songs to sing were by the Irish rock band The Cranberries. Not much fiddle music in that. Steph used to like to sing ballads like Zombie at her family's weekly karaoke nights, and singing in front of audiences all those years ago prepared her for performing today as the leader of Steph Stewart and the Boyfriends. And they are now in our studio to talk about their music and their upcoming album, Nobody's Darlin'. And they'll play a couple of other tunes as well. Steph Stewart is singing vocals and playing acoustic guitar. Omar Ruiz Lopez sings and plays the fiddle and banjo. Nick Vandenberg will also sing, and he's going to play the stand up bass, and Mario Arnez plays guitar and mandolin. Welcome to all of you. Good to have you here.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Steph, tell us about this. Were you interested in music in general, or just like performing? Or what was your attraction to music at first?
I think it was always around, and so I just learned very early on that I liked to sing. So I would sing along to songs that were on the radio or on my grandpa's old record player. And then, you know, when I was in fifth grade listening to the Cranberries, I wrote my first song, which was kind of similar to that style of music. So, it was just something always around.
Where's your family musical? Did they play music? Did they get together and sing and play at parties or that sort of thing? Or?
Well, my grandfather's brother is really musical. He makes instruments and plays a lot. But I didn't really know him growing up, so that's kind of interesting. Mostly it was kind of like our family karaoke night. You know, we didn't play board games or anything. You know, we would go out to this place every week and everybody would sing. And, you know, I had dreams of being on Star Search as a little girl.
So it did. So you were thinking that. That got you right. Do you think it prepared you as a performer? I mean, can karaoke do that? You're out in front of people. And yet it
right.
is karaoke.
Yeah. I mean, I was young, you know, and so that was always appealing to adults. They thought it was pretty amazing that, you know, I was 8 when I first started doing that. And so at that time I was singing Patsy Cline at karaoke and they thought that was amazing. And that felt really great to me. I liked that, you know, people were into what I was doing on stage and developed my voice that way probably a bit.
You have developed quite a bit more, your voice and all of your style. And I wonder if we can get a sample of that right now. Will you play something for us?
Definitely. We're going to play Nobody's Darlin', which is the title track from our new record. Never had a mother, never had a father. She's nobody's darling. She's nobody's darling. Never had no shoes to shine. Never had no one to pine. She's headed there, that sweet decline. Her true love fortified. On the blackened soles, like the coal of a midnight freight. Keeping time with the cold of a sinking sun. Turn to silver, before she faded, slipped away for the day begun. Turn to the sun.
a pig to the cold. Feel her body growing old. Appalachian flamenco queen, make them spoon sparkle and sing. To the back in souls like the cold of a midnight rain. Keep in time with the gold of the sinking sun. She faded, slipped away from the day. She faded, slipped away for the day to begin.
Steph Stewart and the Boyfriends, Nobody's Darlin' is the title track from their new album, and it's an upcoming album, that same name. It's the song is called Nobody's Darlin', and they're going to be at an album release party May 30th, Cat's Cradle. Great song. You started out, Steph, I understand, as kind of a solo performer. When did you pick up the Boyfriends?
Well, yeah, in college I was just doing the coffee shop thing, the open mic thing, and then I started playing with a couple of fellas after college. I guess I'd lived here for a while. Tim Stambaugh and Don Raleigh, they were good friends, and somehow we met each other, and then they started playing some songs of mine, and it became more official, and so we started playing shows. And then I met Omar out of all of these fellas. I met him first, and I always liked a nice fiddle, and we kept seeing each other around town and decided we really would play together someday. And so he came and sat in with me and Tim on a show. And pretty much after that, we kept playing together, you know.
Yeah, you were more than just friends. You were bandmates. Come on.
Yeah. We were.
Okay. Will you play another song for us?
Absolutely. Let's see. I think we're going to do a fun one called Little Sweetie for you next. This features Omar on the banjo, which he's the reason I'm playing the banjo. He decided that I needed to, and so he just gave me one of his to play for a while.
Wish I was the sugar pile, sparkling sweet on top. I wish I was the sticky prize in the bottom of your Cracker Jack box. A little taste is all you need, then you realize. I wish I was your honey bun, babe, I ain't no one. The whiskey glass you kissed and drank straight down. It won't be long until you're hooked, never wanna pass. I wish I was your addiction, babe, I ain't no one. Moon cool upon your bed. I wish I was the whippoorwill, sang your lullaby. Drifting off into my dreams, make it all seem real. I wish I was your morning sun, babe, I ain't no one. I wish I was your morning sun.
Steph Stewart and the Boyfriends live on the State of Things. Their new record is called Nobody's Darlin'. The record release party at the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro May 30th. Also going to be at the Bywater in Asheville May 22nd. Nobody's Darlin' comes out the 30th. That's the record release party. So you get around, you tour a little bit, and I just wonder, you know, Steph, you've made a new record here, Nobody's Darlin', and that's one process. And then, of course, there's the getting around to performing. Do you have a preference? Do you like making records more? Do you like being in front of the live audiences?
I think both are really important. I like recording things and being in the studio because I feel like the songs are really under a microscope in those times, and so we're really thinking a lot about exactly what we want to be doing, and we're working on figuring all of that out. And then performing live is kind of the other reason that I do this, is so that we can connect with people who like our music, you know, and make so many friends that way, being on the road and meeting other musicians. So I think both are equal parts.
It's kind of an interesting process, you know, whenever you have the time to kind of sit down, sculpt it, edit, play with the tape or play with your sound. You know, it might bring out the perfectionist in you, but then you may also notice that when you're on the road, new ideas come to you, or audiences react to maybe what you thought was a mistake, or you weren't going to do it that way, and they loved it. So innovation happens sometimes in those moments. Do you ever worry when you're in the studio, you're locking it in, and there might be a better idea out there, and you're going to miss it forever? Well, you will now. You will now, Steph. You hadn't worried about that, but thank goodness I planted that anxiety in your mind. I don't have too much time left, so I'm going to let you play us out. Steph Stewart, lead singer and plays acoustic guitar. Omar Ruiz Lopez sings and plays the fiddle and banjo. Nick Vandenberg also sings, plays the stand-up bass. Mario Arnez is on the guitar and mandolin. Steph Stewart and the Boyfriends' new album, Nobody's Darlin', releases May 30th. You can catch them performing all over the state in coming months. They're going to be at Asheville's Bywater May 22nd. They're going to be at Carrboro's Cat's Cradle on the 30th. And you can find out more information at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Hadi Mawagdi, and Will Michaels. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wodarski is helping out today. Andrew Tye is the intern. Brent Wolf is WUNC's news director. And North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Steph Stewart and the Boyfriends.
Pistons.